The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
This is Chico Alexander, and I would like to report 8 more murders.
This is Jason Block. On tonight's season finale of Whodunit, we will find who is the killer, who wins $250,000, and if Melina is the killer herself. Because, let's recap, shall we?
We're recapping. We love to recap. Okay.
So, as we left last time at Rue Manor, the final four, Cam, Melina, Chris, and Lindsay, were on a limo ride, which got...
A celebratory limo ride.
Yes, which got a little out of control. They were brought back to Rue Manor, and then they found Giles.
He was kind of tied up at the moment.
Yes, and they have to rescue Giles, so to speak.
In Scooby-Doo fashion.
Right. And then, Gordon, what happened?
What happens is there's a lot of smoke.
Right.
Melina is gone. Lindsay is coughing up a storm, so we know that she didn't go anywhere with Melina. And Chris is looking around, and we know that he hasn't gone anywhere with... I'm sorry, Cam is looking all around, and so therefore we know that he hasn't gone anywhere with Melina. Chris is suspiciously silent, as in maybe not there. And Melina is gone, except that we see Chris coming back in.
Yes, so...
So, the theory is one of a couple of things. Number one, as we have all said at one point... Either Melina is dead. If she's not dead, then Lindsay is dead, and we all think Melina's the killer. Number two, if Melina is truly dead, one of the three people is the killer. I've thought from episode one till now, it's Lindsay.
And that's the
in terms of that.
Right, so
except,
far.
Yeah, the only issue is if that's the case, I don't understand how Lindsay could have vanished and have offed Melina, whereas there was a noticeable pause and Chris isn't there. So it could theoretically be Chris. I definitely don't think it's Cam. I think you can rule Cam completely out from day one. Logically, it would make a lot of sense if it was Lindsay. If it was Chris, I've got a couple of issues with that, which I guess I will hold off until the end because I don't know who the killer is. If I find out that it is Lindsay... Then I'll say, hey, bravo, job well done with the production. If I find that it's Cam, you know what? They had enough pieces that it could be Cam. Bravo, well done, good job with the production.
So
if it is Chris, I'm going to have some issues with that, and we will hear my issues later if that's the case, because it may not be the case. It may not be Chris.
I think, Chico, we are ready to go, are we not?
Well, actually, can I explain my theory?
Go ahead.
Because I thought it was one or two people, and those two people are still in it. I thought it was Chris, then I started, because I'm weak-minded like that, Gordon, I thought it was Lindsay. But over the course of the series, it started to lean more towards Lindsay and less toward Chris. But I still think it's one of those two. Jason, do you care to add anything?
Well, I mean, I happen to have been a theory of Lindsay all the way. I mean, the fact is that she's never been in trouble. She's never been in the scared at all. Okay, so, I mean, it's really, really, really just, everything is pointing to Lindsay. That's my theory on this, and it has been from moment one. But we'll see.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Three, two, one, play.
Got it.
We are in the opening foyer of Rue Manor, and we meet Giles, who would like to remind us all of what has happened so far this summer in the corridors of Rue Manor. But before you make yourselves too terribly comfortable, perhaps I could offer you a quick crash course in exactly what has transpired.
So, we start with 13, and we see some casting tapes, including one of Gino's casting tape, believe it or not.
He's doing it for Chicago. Good for him.
Okay, and as each of the 13 come around to Rue Manor in their Rolls-Royce Phantom, they introduce each other, And then, murder number one.
Bye, Sherry.
Yes.
If you notice, Chris is wearing almost the exact same outfit that Sherry is.
Yes, she is. And we.
By the way, these contestants, they will have you believe, are not actors.
Yes.
Set that with a straight face. Can't believe it. Anyway.
Yes, and then we see different investigations of different crimes over the...
And different clues.
Yes.
Left.
By
the killer or otherwise.
Right. Right.
You have to follow the evidence. Pool information and solve fictitious crimes. So yes, these crimes that are really happening... Yeah. And one by one, they stated their case.
And if you stated it right, you were spared. If you were not, you were scared.
Which it means in the next 24 hours, you are going to be worm food.
Pretty much.
Except not really, because it's all fake.
Yes, exactly.
So, let's see how this all played out.
Dante was out of fire. and I noticed it was trending on Twitter, and it was so confusing that people actually believed that they were dead. Dumbasses.
The killer could tell you whether or not they were dead, but then he'd have to kill you. So let's recap. Sherry got tanked. Dante flamed out. Adriana blew up.
Boom.
Don got mauled.
Meow.
Meow, meow. Ulysses bit the dust.
Yep, and was horsing around.
Sasha and Dana were drained. Gino had a splitting headache. And Ronnie got blasted. Wendy, I can fly!
I can fly, I can fly, I can sing! Anyway... And now we
and then there were four.
Cam.
We have Cam Perez, a lawyer from Homeland Security. Savvy gameplay, loyal alliances, secured his spot into the final. Chris Kratz, a former Miss Nevada who used her beauty and brains to win challenge after challenge. She's the dark horse of the competition. She has never been scared once.
Melina Perez.
Melina Alves.
Alves, excuse me.
She's been on a team that left all of her teammates dead. So now she's pretty much by herself. And finally, Lindsay Anderson, an engineer who's been playing both sides all of the season. And Gordon thinks she's the killer. And so do I.
So do I.
And so do Jason.
Yep.
And then she giggled.
Yes. And then which of these four, one of them will be, you know.
One of them is going to be $250,000 richer. One of them is going to be in a set of handcuffs. And the other two are going to be
dead.
Dead. Yeah.
Yes. And they're going to find out to answer the question.
All of America is dying to know
who done it.
Done it.
Dun dun dun.
Ta-da!
Meanwhile, back at Rue Manor. Oh, a tweet from the killer.
Last week, everyone thought I was Chris Kratz or Lindsay Anderson. Who do you think I was?
And now,
so we have some celebratory limo ride, lasting all too brief.
Lasting all
and circling. Back into Rue Manor.
Right, but again, who's driving the car? We don't know.
I don't know who's driving the car.
Someone with the killer, yes.
Somebody affiliated with the killer, probably.
Right.
Because, as you know, the killer is still in the
car.
Yes,
one of those four is the killer. So they go back into Rue Manor. Again, the end scene from last week.
And we have a TV screen. And on the TV screen...
is Giles.
Hi, Giles. Oh, there we... Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I'm a little tied up at the moment.
Okay. I've been
kidnapped and stashed somewhere in this manor. If you don't find me, I'm afraid I will die. If you don't solve the impending crime, we will all meet a very similar fate. Okay, this gives us a perfect opportunity to revisit the cloud of dust here.
The cloud of smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, we are looking at the cloud of smoke. Chris is coughing.
I see four people. See Lindsay. There's Cam. So, and Melina's disappeared, and Cam has...
And she thinks Melina's just the way... Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they're...
There's Chris. She has not... We've not seen or heard from Chris. Well, this is the first time we've seen or heard from Chris since the smoke cleared.
Right. They're all looking in the last known whereabouts, which is where the smoke is.
Right.
And they're looking, and they're checking for clues, and they find nothing.
Nothing. No tracks, no blood, no weapon, nothing.
Okay.
We
have a message.
Dear mortals, may I have your attention, please?
I'll go, okay. Approach the screen
if you want to appease.
Go ahead.
Welcome to your last day of life here at Rue Manor. I vanished before you, but what does it matter? Two of you will die soon anyway. So listen quite closely to what I have to say. Amid the smoke, I disappeared in your doom. It's your task now to find me in this room. When Sherry died, I gave you a 3-digit code. If you recall it, go into your mode.
Gordon, do you remember the 3-digit code? Gordon?
Pause.
The heck? Am I here?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, good. 3, 2, 1, play everything.
Play.
Do you remember the 3-digit code?
613.
Okay, and then it says, if you forget it, going back a little bit, if you forget it, find hints in the parlor. Just don't be alarmed, or if one of you holler.
Whoever finds the passage of I will be done will have quite an advantage for what is to come.
And you are correct. The code is 613. But what does 613 mean? So they're all looking around the house.
They look to the windowsill where they found the first little thing.
The chessboard is 613. I like the
613 are on the pool table.
Which we
okay. So the code has to be 613, even if they forget it, it's all over the place.
I like that. That's very nice touch. Okay.
And here comes Cam.
Cam goes.
Finds me in this room.
There's this curtain.
There's a curtain that's open to a secret room.
And we go into the, holy cow, it's a secret room. Whoa!
Hold the phone here.
Okay, Gordon, you're gonna love this. It's a trophy chamber of every murder so far. Okay.
I see, and I'd like to point out something. I think we can safely and promptly exclude someone from being the killer.
Yes, because we just
We just found his latest. The killer's latest masterpiece.
Molina.
On the ground!
Molina, she is dead.
Nice tits, by the way. Anyway.
Yeah. And she is absolutely dead. Now, fast forward.
Well, Molina wanted to see a body, and there it is.
And she actually is...
We have seen the body, and it is my own.
Right, exactly. So, fast forwarding, edit point here... Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So back to Melina and her cold, lifeless
body. Okay, so they discover back at Rue Manor Melina's lifeless body with the
garrote wire that was meant for Gino.
Yes, on her neck. Okay. So they're all looking, and I believe Cam finds a puzzle piece.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Okay. So they're looking at her body, and everyone is saying, "I've worked hard for this. I deserve the money."
And Cam's basically saying, "Okay, now it's every person for themselves."
Right.
Good luck with that.
Yes.
One of them has murdered 10 people, so now I'm questioning everything.
Yes.
It's definitely one of you two.
It's he.
Lindsay wants to unmask
Chris. Every person for the two people that are left. If I'm the killer, I just don't care.
Right, well, yes.
Basically.
Right.
Lindsay thought that Chris was the killer from the first day. And we have a bunch of clips where that will seem to justify
her
Lindsay's hypothesis.
Because Lizzie says her dad is a cop, and her discovering the clues that she could fire guns, that she may have stuffed the shoes,
and that she was never, ever, ever
scared. Nope, she was not.
So Lindsay has thought from day one that Chris was the killer.
Cam, on the other hand, has not thought it was Chris at all.
No, he always thought it was Gino.
It was Gino, and then Melina, and then Lindsay.
So now Lindsay, now we have a montage of Lindsay playing both sides of the fence.
Right, and yeah. Chris is saying, "I've been in the room with the people who have reacted the least to the deaths." Okay.
And Lindsay has, been on her game since the entire time.
Right. And, yes. Now we're going to showing Lindsay, okay, going on. Lindsay's playing both sides.
And then Lindsay giggling for some reason.
Because she's the killer, that's why.
And then Cam knows every single weapon used in every single crime, down to the specifics even. We have the poison board, the gun with the silencer on it.
Yep.
The necklace with the glow-in-the-dark beads. The poison in the tea. The golf cart bomb.
These are all things that obviously any person of any size would be able to do, but these also all seem like female ways to kill someone off.
Exactly.
Yeah, not
so
really
I definitely think we're looking
dependent.
At a female here.
Not really strength dependent.
No, then.
So we can safely rule out Cam as the killer. And we have a tweet. Everyone has a theory for why someone could be the killer. I want your theories. Who done it and why?
It's Lindsay because it's the blonde with the big boobs. That's why.
Oh, we have a there's a clue on the body.
Ooh.
Cam found a clue.
Okay, you have it?
I do. It is
a puzzle piece.
I saw with my eyes, Melina weep, this puzzle piece is yours to keep. Use it wisely during my instruction while this room remains under construction.
Ooh.
So that's weird.
Use wisely by my instruction while this room remains under construction. Ugh, gross.
That's crazy.
Oh, and he said, I'm sorry, Melina, for what these girls did to you. One of these two girls did to you. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, now we're at another break.
Huh. Okay, I'm fast forwarding.
Yep.
Oh, crap.
Nope.
And Geico commercial. Okay, there we go.
1 second.
All right. I paused it at the overhead shot of Rue Manor.
Okay, just hold on. Okay. Go.
We have
another clue.
And as they exit the trophy room, I guess, Cam gets a clue for his clue. And each one, now we have three stations. They look kind of like pinball machines or deranged versions of Candyland.
Right, and what happens?
In the shape of a question mark.
And he gets another clue. And the envelope is red. Cam, you've earned an advantage for your little test.
Take this black piece and put it to rest. That one is free. Hold on.
No. Basically, he gets the puzzle piece to keep first in the advantage in the final challenge. Okay, we see Giles on TV. And he goes, I've kind of lost control of the situation at hand. I do know that. For one of you. You have to unmask who done it.
That's a done.
I do know that. One of you is about to unmask who done it. And walk out of here alive. He sounds like he's in histrionics.
And he says, sorry, but I had to dispose of that Giles. Ship back his English corpse to the British Isles. I have set before you 9 tests of wills, an ultimate quiz for all of your skills. This is your final challenge at every phase. I even raise the dead from the deadly haze. Yes!
Oh, my God!
Don't wait for them to say the hello. They're just as stinky as the next fellow. We have the game show zombies. Back.
Yay! Game show zombies.
And we have all the victims in their death throes. Okay?
Yep. The killer has reanimated the dead. This has just gotten real, y'all.
Yeah, this has gotten real, y'all. Okay, so they're all going to where they died. Okay? So here is the lay of the land. They possess 2 puzzle pieces, 1 in each hand. You must first run to their location and then read the riddle from their station. Perform the task to get a piece for your board. When the puzzle is completed, flick the light on the cord. A white piece means you got that task right. A black piece means go back with a fright. 9 white pieces will unlock your key to victory. Then inside a mystery room, you will find only me. Okay, Gordon, this is, as Chico might guess, this is sort of a what did you learn on Survivor?
I'm sure it is. In this case, what did you learn on Whodunit? What did you learn on The Amazing Race?
Yes.
What did you learn? Blah, blah, blah. The one thing I would definitely have to say here is that as it's the last episode, you would have to think that the killer would pretty much know the puzzle.
We start with Sherry. Okay. I was shot dead by a flick of a shot. This tests the skill to see what I've got. Run outside the window and take a shot at my head. When the glass breaks, you'll know that I am dead. Shoot the right one if you want the right piece where my face pointed before I was deceased.
Now, Cam is going to a fish tank. Was she facing forwards or backwards, Gordon?
She was facing towards the fish tank.
That is correct. That is the right one.
Now you just have to shoot it hard enough
to break the glass.
Been keeping score, mortals. You'll have an advantage if you did, else you run in circles.
Now let us begin.
Let's begin.
So she gets a puzzle piece, and you put it in. He puts it in the question mark. Cam has 2. Okay.
Now Lindsay has Dante. You all know me from Dante's Inferno. Burned to a crisp, but little did you know, I died from, of all things, static cling. I went out with a blaze, but here's the thing. My saint that night was quite a no-show. Fire away, my friend, Saint Agatha or Saint Elmo.
And what was it, Gordon?
Of course it's Saint Agatha.
That is correct.
Yes. You win one puzzle piece.
Woohoo.
Okay. But... And you should see it. The zombies are just laying there. It's beautiful.
Okay. Now we catch up with Chris.
Who's going to run. She...
You, Indiana Ulysses.
Right.
I got snake bit a few days ago while the rest of you guys were all yelling, whoa. Remember the color of that scarlet cake snake you left in my pouch? What is non-poisonous the other bites? Ouch. Bring me the snake I hit on my horse. If that one bites, it won't kill you, of course. So, Chris is in the crevice looking for the scarlet cake snake, which, by the way, is not poisonous.
Right, Gordon?
That is correct.
And if I may say so, snakes!
Why does it have to be snakes? Yes, exactly. So, and she's scared of the snake, even though it is... Okay, so she goes out, puts it in the bucket. Okay, fast forward again. Break here. Okay.
It's Gina, dishwasher, Applebee's, T-Mobile,
Shark Tank, Revenge.
And okay.
Okay, so hold on. Yeah, okay. I'm at the TV-14 logo. 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Okay, back in. Chris finds the snake.
By the way, if you want to watch the unaired exit interviews, you can go to abc.com for that.
Right. It's a pretty good sight. So now she gets a puzzle piece and puts it in her.
Okay, now they're going. Now she's going to Dana and Sasha's
perception. Okay,
but back. Well, let's go back to Cam for a second.
He's looking at Dana. My golf cart.
My golf cart exploded before I could yell four. I went out with a bang. Who could ask for more? Reassemble the bomb that ended my life. Once assembled, cut the right wire with a snip of the knife. Question, what color were the letters in my video? Red or blue? Only I know.
And what were they, Gordon?
They were absolutely red.
And that is correct.
They were absolutely red.
Chico, let's go back and forth because we're both reading at the same time here, all right?
Okay.
All right?
You can have the next one.
All right, cool. So Cam is trying to assemble the bomb. He didn't
that was
see,
easy.
He didn't see the video, cuts the red wire, and gets the piece. Okay.
Easy. Easy money.
Easy.
Now Cam is running out as Lindsay's running in. Jason, take it.
Okay. As you can see, my hot tub is quite warm and quite cold. This is for Ronnie. You're welcome to come in if you're quite that bold. Inside this tub are many different beans, but only the caster had the means to take my life in the cruelest of ways. Hand me this bean in the hot tub of haze. So what do you have to get, Gordon? The castor bean.
That's correct.
The castor bean of the ricin.
And
Ronnie's corpse gives
you're the piece. Bean, you.
That is still creepy.
Cam goes...
Cam's still going to see Gino. Now...
Chris, go ahead.
Quiet in the theater is what is always heard. We are both drains and cannot say a word. Study the images on the left and right, spot how many there are different, and then you can write your answer down and hand it to me. Here's a hint. It's no more than 7 and no less than 3. By the way, this is for Dana and Sasha, who are still very much
waxy
dead.
And frozen. Now, so it's a spot the difference puzzle, by the way.
Yeah, you have to find out between 3 and 7 how many differences are in the puzzle. And now, Lindsay's headed to see Adriana, and Cam's headed to see Gino. Jason.
Yeah, aloha, friends. Welcome to a place where you don't hear a sound, especially the crash of a chandelier downed. Inside the chest are 4 items for you. Without any sight, you have one thing to do. Open the chest, but don't waste your time. Choose the item that not part of the crime. Now, Gino is in total darkness, remember that? And we have 4 items, which are the night vision goggles, the gun, I forget, and the
Alay, the gun, night vision goggles, and the lay of beads.
Yes. And which one was not used in the crime, Gordon?
I'm sorry, say it again. I was sort of
it was Alay, a string of beads, a gun, and night vision goggles.
Which was not used in the crime.
Well, technically, two of them were not used in the crime. But I'm sure you don't care about that.
I don't care about... Cam grabs the lay...
and hand, which is the correct answer, and hands to the puzzle. Okay?
Now we go to...
Don in the kitchen. In the kitchen.
But meanwhile, Lindsay's still trying to put her bomb together.
Right.
Oops.
Not that hard, people. Come on, it's a bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Rod, Chris goes in the kitchen, and we see a big pussy cat.
Cat.
Oh, it's rare that you'd survive an attack of a lion. I died from cyanide without even trying. On the counter, you'll find 5 logic clues. Put them in the correct order that you choose. Work up my logic of putting Kona behind that trap door. Don't be alarmed at the bloody sound of the roar. Sorry, Chico.
That's cool.
Okay, so what you have to do is put them in the correct order, which is position Kona's cage in front of the trap door. Open the cage. Okay. Step on the stove mat. Door opens. Kona goes inside. Step off store mat. Door closes. I don't think that's totally right.
No, it isn't. It's not.
No.
Okay.
So we dev puzzle.
So we've read...
Well,
I think we've read all of them.
Well, most of them, because now we're seeing different people going into different clues, and we're up to 5 of 9, 3 of 9. Lindsay's going for, okay. We got Cam in the kitchen.
Right now, Cam is leading 5 to the others, 4.
Right. Chris is going to the fish tank.
And Cam is still leading 6 to the others, 4.
Right.
Now Chris has 5, Lindsay has 5 as well.
Right.
But remember, this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the slightest if one of them is a black piece.
Yes, exactly. Because doesn't mean anything because they all have to be right.
Correct.
That they're okay. So run, Cam gets the first one. Run to the attic to find the killer. Okay?
Right.
He goes into, and he sees Giles! Oh my god!
Oh, it's like, I know this is a little peculiar, but you don't think I'm the killer, do you, Cam? Cam, I am not the killer.
The
killer forced me to sit in that chair and tie myself up as part of his or her diabolical plan. Then I wriggled out of the ropes and freed myself. If you want to prove my innocence, all you have to do is go down to the parlor... Look under the bar, you will find my employment contract for Rue Manor. Read every word of it, even the fine print. It will show you who the real killer is. But then you must bring the last page of the contract back here, to me, and show me why I am or am not the killer. Hurry!
Yes, Giles.
Now, Cam thinks that Giles is a lot more involved in this than we think. We're going to find out as soon as we find the contract.
He looks at
Cam just found the contract. He's really not reading through it.
He's just
going through to the final page, rushing the final page back to the attic. And he's playing a hunch and saying... He says, "You are the killer."
And he says, "I am the killer." He goes back to the puzzle piece.
And remember, if it's right, it'll shine white. If it's wrong, it'll shine black. He has all the pieces.
In and two, Cam has
two are wrong.
Two are wrong, okay?
The perception piece and the piece he got from Giles.
Which means Giles is not the killer. Okay.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Well, I didn't really think Giles was the killer, and I don't think anybody else did either.
Right, okay. So, we know it's 1 of 3. Okay.
So, fast forwarding.
I know. You know who's the killer? The monkey.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, are you there?
Are you there? I just went right past it.
Okay, just lower it.
I can't time this for beans. I can't time this for the caster beans used to kill Roddy. Okay, I'm at the gargoyle now. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, I was... Alright.
And there's Dawn and Dana, Sasha. They're not doing much right now.
They're just hanging around.
Yeah.
Okay. So Cam goes back to the Dawn with the logic.
Right.
Which he missed.
And here comes Lindsay and her boobs jumping.
Right. She's got to do the fish tank.
And now Cam has to figure out the correct order in which things were placed.
Right.
And there's the cat. You know what happened?
Right.
The cat.
Okay. So Chris goes to the attic.
Run to the attic to find the killer, the screen says.
Okay, Chris. Chris gets the same spiel.
Hurry, Chris, hurry! Cam gets his piece. And he has to go back to the killer. Meanwhile, Chris is reading the
contract. And says the fine print
that's at the bottom.
That says that...
Essentially says there's an addendum to his work contract. Giles is not responsible for any murders that happen in this house. Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
But so
Chris notices that Cam is not got right. Okay.
So Chris has two pieces remaining as well.
Okay. So now Lindsay's going to get the killer.
Run to the attic, find the killer.
Okay.
Boobies. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, get a fresh start on trying to find out. And that is the correct order.
Okay, so Cam is first.
Cam is first. Now he has to go back to... He has to go back, see Giles.
Get the right...
No, that is wrong. You better hurry up, man. The killer is getting close.
Very close.
Killer's getting angsty.
Well, the killer wants to kill, dang it!
Well, here's the thing, though. If Cam got it and he wins, that means that you only have the killer and the loser left.
Right. You are not the killer, Lindsay says. She gets her final piece.
Right.
Now, Chris has to get her final piece.
Right. Which is Gino.
Library sensory deprivation.
Right.
Now Lindsay's going to the theater. And Cam has a piece. Is it right? Probably.
We don't know. Is it right?
I don't know. It's right.
Okay.
Now it's back to the attic.
To get the right piece.
Remember, he's not the killer. Not the killer.
I think no es el matador. And Monkey are accomplices.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Okay. He says he's not the killer. Cam is exhausted. Okay.
He's dying of exhaustion is what he's saying.
Okay.
If the killer doesn't get to Cam, the exhaustion...
Okay. So hold on. Here we go. Pause this. Okay.
Pause this. I'm pausing.
Okay. Your puzzle pieces are all confirmed. Your affirmation almost affirmed. Find where I am hiding now. It's time for the who and not the how. Go upstairs to 11, 6, and 6. Door on the left, no parlor tricks. From this balcony, I watch them die. Enter softly. My, oh, my. Play. Okay.
Okay.
So Cam is going first.
Cam is going first to see who the killer is.
Right. So he gets the key from the box, goes upstairs.
He's going upstairs. And here comes Chris.
Okay.
And Lindsay is still trying to figure out all the differences.
Right, okay.
Chris has all the differences
Chris
as well.
Chris gets the same
clue. She is second.
Right, she gets the
she
same
gets the
clue.
Same riddle. And now
Pause.
A third riddle. I got this.
Okay.
Congratulations. You've almost won. Remember the code once we've begun. Punch it in and spin the case. Book your ticket to see my face. Once you're there, you'll know it's true. The arrow of victory points to you.
And that's to Lindsay. Okay.
That's to Lindsay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's going to get an arrow pointing to her, all right.
Oh, God.
No way. Can't be.
You don't think. You don't think for a second. Okay, so Lindsay goes back into the trophy room, but Cam and Chris
are... Oh, so she goes to the...
Where is this now? This is... Oh, God, this is...
Holy crap! Cam is in this...
Cam's in a room with a bunch of cameras, and so is Chris. Nobody seems to know where the killer is. All they have left is each other.
Okay, and then they're looking at each other. They're looking at the clues.
They're looking at everything used to kill everybody. But there's another riddle. It has to be something. Maybe. Wait, is it you? No, it's not me. But look at the screen. It's Lindsay, and she's about to face the arrow of victory.
She goes
in her neck. Oh, my God.
No way. No.
Dude.
No.
Okay. No fast forwarding here. We need to talk.
Right.
Okay. We need to talk.
Yeah. What just happened?
Lindsay just took an arrow to her throat.
I think she's sort of dead.
You think?
Yeah, she's dead.
Well, this means a couple of things. Number one, Cam is your winner, because I got there first. Number two, Chris is your killer. I'm going to have a number of things to say about this one.
You want to start, or you want to...
Want to start on him?
Or you want to wait until everything...
Oh, no. What I'm going to say is going to be way too long for a commercial, so let's get back to the show.
All right, let's just...
Okay, I'm fast-forwarding it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we are fast-forwarding. Just one second here. Thank you, Carl.
While I try and get over my
initial shock. I'm stunned. Stunned.
You know, I'm stunned, too. Who decided to give Derek Cuff his own show?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
I am here at the pool.
Right.
3, 2... Oh, wait, hold on. I need to draft a player. I'm doing a live draft as I'm doing this, folks.
Okay.
I draft Miles Austin. Boom. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, we're at the pool, at the window.
And Cam is facing down Chris. Chris is facing down Cam. And they're both looking at Lindsay while she gets an arrow through her throat.
Wait, it has to be down to us, too. The killer is you. Wait.
And...
We see the arrow in the neck.
Dead.
Chris says...
And everybody's shocked.
Go ahead. Say what Chris says.
Okay, I'll say what Chris says. I won't be played by your foolish game. The killer could be you. Or me. Just the same. He's talking to Ryan! She's the killer! Enough of the riddles, the ruckus, the rhymes. I committed those murders 11 straight times.
And we see a montage of what Chris is doing and did. Chris
is always the beauty pageant.
Chris Kratz, the person I thought in episode 1, is the killer. Surprise, I'm the killer. I'm the one you've been looking for. And now we see how she's did it all.
You see her inserted into the death scene.
The death scenes from the past season. And you have to think that this was all shot after the actual game was
complete.
Afoot.
Yes.
Afoot. Hey, there's a foot.
And we're seeing, you know, the mauling.
The mountain lion.
Yes, the snake.
The snake. Oh, yeah, there's also a scarlet cake snake as well.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody find the trained monkey yet?
No, there is no...
No trained monkey yet.
Yes, Chris is the one who is forcing everybody to drain the blood. Oh, God. She looks very good, I have to admit.
Chris! You a sick mother effer!
Yes, she is.
She shot Gino.
Crushed the chandelier.
The chandelier on her.
Poisoned the tea.
And then stuck liquid nitrogen in the hot tub. Choked the life out of Melina at the start of the episode.
Right.
Which makes sense, because she wasn't there at the end of the episode.
No, she was not. Right.
And then there was...
That sets the death trap for Lindsay. Go ahead, Chico.
Okay. It is true. I am the real sinner. Congratulations, Cam. You are the winner. Cam Perez, your $250,000 man.
Woohoo!
Yep.
And you know what? From that standpoint, very well deserved. Cam... You know, did everything from stage one. He did everything correctly. He deserves to win the money.
Yes.
And Cam realizes he's been working with the killer the entire time.
Yeah, he's absolutely stunned. A, he's been working with the killer the whole time. B, that it was Chris. And C, he's $250,000 richer.
Giles comes in with briefcase.
And a pair of golden cups.
There's your golden cuffs from the episode.
Yes, it's true, Cam. You have unmasked who done it.
Da-da-dun.
Take these golden cuffs and arrest Chris. The real killer.
And let's just say that hasn't been the first time she's probably had cuffs on.
she's naughty.
Okay.
And here comes a couple of fake cops.
Yes.
To
take her and they
take her away, boys.
And they rough her up. And they rough her up down the stairs.
Rough her up a bit too. She deserves it. She killed 11 people.
And they put her in the paddy wagon. Or actually, in the police car.
Yeah, she's going on ice for a long-ass time.
Yes, and by the way, this is similar to the book, how this was done, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, and now she's... Say goodbye for 11 counts of murder one. Now...
You've done it, Cam. You... have won.
And he opens the briefcase, and there is millions of dollars. $250,000. Yes.
You are the killer's most worthy adversary. And let's not forget the important thing here. You are alive, and so is Giles.
Until Giles kills him and stabs him to the head.
No! Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know.
You did it. And you're alive. Can we have a little hug? Because I'm alive, too.
And they hug. And they have a...
Bro hug.
Bro Remember, hug.
Bro hug. I'm hugging you, but I'm hitting you. Okay. I think it's time for you and me to leave this cursed room, Anna. Once and for all. Lead the way. Let's go.
So they go out. And
we see some establishing shots.
A montage of the queen dead, the king dead in the chess thing. They go down the room manor stairs.
Before you go, there are a few people who would like to bid you adieu. And of course, because it's all television, the Parade of the Damned, ladies and gentlemen.
What you do? Gordon, in murdered order, everyone, you see every zombie is there. Of course, they high-five and hug him and all that stuff.
Hugs, hand pounds, high-fives.
Zombies high-fiving him.
Yes.
Be careful. Lindsay still has a thing on his neck.
Her neck.
And then Lindsay impales Cam through the throat and no one wins.
So
you would love for that to happen.
Okay, so
you?
Cam gets put in the Rolls Royce fandom and he's asked, where do you want to go?
Home.
And he says, home it is. And Giles gets in and drives Cam home.
And then the limousine blows up and everybody dies.
You wish.
Oh.
And that is it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. That is
the You have Cam Perez, your winner, and Chris as the
killer. Chris Brotz.
As your killer. So.
All right. Parting shot, Jason.
I'm shocked. Absolutely shocked at this. I thought it was Lindsay the whole way. I was absolutely stunned. Gordon, you got problems. Tell me why.
I have two problems. One of which is a minor problem, but the other one is major. The minor problem that I have is that Chris was on a white horse in the flashback. Killer was on a dark horse. That's why I ruled Chris out. So I have a problem when the production does not play fair. That is problem number one. Problem number two, though, is a more serious one. And now I will charge whodunit with tampering.
Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Here's the problem that I have. Now, maybe it says there that everybody has to play the same, including the killer. However, if the killer has the information, or in this case, if Chris, who is not playing, has the information, then she can determine who wins the money, or more importantly, who does not win the money. I go to episodes 4 and 5, when you had Chris, Cam, and Lindsay. Chris solves the riddle in the episode with Ulysses' death, and the episode with Sasha and Dana's death. In Ulysses' death, you had a piece of wood with the two nails instead of the snake. That was the pivotal point in the series because that went from 3-on-5 to 3-on-3. Now, Chris talking smack to Melina and trying to converse her and doing that, you know what, that was suspicious in itself, which would mean to be the killer, but that in itself wouldn't change the outcome of the game. Her finding those two pieces, and more importantly, solving the riddle that way, changed the game, and it made Cam your winner, and it made Lindsay in second, and at the same time, it annihilated the other team from someone who had no business to be affecting the gameplay like that because she did not have a chance to win. That is the problem that I have with Chris being the killer. Because then what you do is that you've literally taken the game out of the player's hands and moved it towards your own ally to win the money.
But the question is, though, when did the producers know that she was the killer, though?
From day one.
You think right. So?
She knew at day one. It was said. The producers have said it. And so the contestants. The killer knew from day one that they were the killer.
But they did not know how they killed them.
They did, but doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they killed them because you're the killer. If right. I'm the killer, and I know it's 3-3, and I know if me finding and answering the clue is going to be enough to turn the time one way or another, why would the producers even do that?
But... Okay, but hold on a second here. Let me play.
You're talking about fairness and unfairness here.
But
that would be the biggest unfair part of the game if I said, Jason Block, you are the killer. You can't win the game. You can only play the killer and play the role. And now all of a sudden you're determining who wins and who loses.
That's for sure. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do. That is called being, you know, that's called adjusting the game. You're the killer. So what? I have no problem with this. I have zero problem with this. That is what you're supposed to do. If you
have no problem being able to withhold information from other players, even though you yourself are not a contestant.
That's right. That's right. Because
I have a massive problem.
That is called playing the role. That's
not really playing the role, though, because what you're doing in essence is that you're giving someone the game. You, as the person of fairness, would know this more than anybody else. Now, in the mole is a little bit different, because in the mole, you have a stake in the game. Because as the mole, if you block them from getting the money, then that is a determinant on your performance in the game. This is different. You have no stake in this one way or the other.
I disagree. I think as the killer, you have the right to do whatever you want and however you want. You have free reign. You have free reign to do whatever you want in this game. Chico, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct. If you are the killer, you know, you're getting... excuse me. I've got an arrow in my throat. You're going to get some sort of compensation, I imagine, from the producers for playing the role, so really you have no stake in the game. So you are free to basically play out the role as you would be in, say, the mole. Whether or not you decide, hey, I think I'm going to make him the winner. I think I'm going to make her the winner. That's one thing or another. But if you think about it, it really came down to who was able to complete the final challenge first. That was Cam, and that was Chris. So, I'm not going to say I had a problem with it, but, you know, it's one of those things that if you were really paying attention to the game from day one, you would have seen coming from a mile away. And by the way, I did have the killer peg from day one. Thanks, Gordon.
But okay,
Gordon. See, I am the mole, so I don't.
No, but what I'm just saying to you is that in a murder mystery, the killer has free reign to do whatever they want to do.
Okay. Yeah, they're, it's like a chaotic neutral or something.
Yes, exactly. If you want to put it in a D&D, it's not chaotic evil. It's chaotic neutral. And the thing is that Chris was neutral here. You don't think she was, though.
No, I don't. And that's the problem that I have. I think Chris had a specific bias towards one team or another, and I have a personal problem with that.
Okay. That's fair. That being said, though, overall, what did you think of the show?
I think the show is fantastic. I love the show. I love the series. You know, even though I wasn't happy with what the producers pulled at the end in terms of the killer and the gameplay, that's something you can fix in a season two. Or it's something that you have to make it more known at the beginning of the show, saying the killer has free reign to do whatever the heck he wants and choose whatever the heck he or she wants to do in the game. I personally think that if I am Lindsay or any of the contestants, I think I may have a case against the SEC for something like that because I don't think everybody was on even grounds. That being said, the show is a very compelling show. I love the show. I love being able to solve along and play armchair detective at that point.
Yeah.
So,
it
doesn't ruin it for me. I really would love to see this get a second season. I don't think it's going to because it's too bad, because this is really great, compelling must-see TV.
Now, if I may say so, I was one of the people who came out against this series from the start because I thought it was just a little too hokey. But toward the end, it got really good. I will not lie to you. It got really good at the end.
I was in this from day one because, in other words, if you go into this knowing that it's cheese, or even as we always say, pasteurized processed cheese food, and you know what you're going into, it's so over the top. It's so good. Hell, you had game show zombies. You had zombies, right?
You had zombies.
So, I mean, I would hope and cross fingers that there's a season two. Anthony Zwicker on his Twitter is hoping for a season two, so we might get one. I hope so.
I really hope we get a season two. That gives me, like, a little bit of time to, well, enjoy it. But, to review, your winner, Cam Perez.
Well deserved.
Your killer, Chris Kratz, I called it. And your dead woman walking,
Lindsay
Anderson.
Wait a minute. Why don't we...
We
have one final thing that must be said, and it is from the killer herself. Go ahead.
Okay, from the killer herself. Did you enjoy yourself? Have a good time? I know I did, committing the crimes. I met my greatest rival and bid you farewell behind the bars of my own prison cell.
On that note, we want to thank Gordon, Chico, everyone here at CLW83 for allowing us to do this, because this was fun. This was
a lot of fun, and I really hope we do something like this to another show or this one in the future. Any final shots before I wrap this thing up and put it in the ground?
Just that I enjoyed it, and I hope there's a season two.
Okay. Gordon?
I also enjoyed it. I hope that there is a season two. And if there is, then it'll be a lot of fun doing this again, and I want to see a monkey in the next season.
Yes, we want to see a killer trained monkey!
I want the killer monkey.
Okay, now if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go see Chris on a conjugal visit. So, for Jason, for Gordon...
Well, watch out for any poison when you get over there, by the
way. Yes, exactly.
Will do, Chief. For Jason, Gordon, everyone at CLW83.com, Game Show News Net, my name is Chico Alexander saying, hey, Chris, left those babies on me. I've been bad. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.